One of the minhagim associated with Shavuot that many people are familiar with is that on the first night of Yom Tov, we daven particularly late, usually on Friday nights through the summer. We daven Mincha and Maariv from Plag HaMincha. We can daven Mincha obviously much earlier, but Maariv we can daven already from Plag HaMincha, which means an hour and a quarter of seasonal hours before nightfall or before sunset, whatever it is. But this time of year, it means that we can bring in Shabbat quite considerably before it gets dark. But on the first night of Shavuot, many people are strict not to bring in Yom Tov till it actually gets dark. So the question is, how important is this minhag? How binding is it? And in cases of necessity, is there room to be lenient about it? So this minhag isn't just out of nowhere. It's brought down by quite a number of the achronim in Orach Chaim Sim Tav Tzadik Daled and in other places, that one should daven late on Shavuot night because of Tumimot, meaning that the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer, you count 7 complete weeks, and then you start Shavuot after the 7 complete weeks are over. And they're not over till the 49th day is completed. And apparently, the source of this minhag is the father of the Shelah. The Shelah, Rav Yishaya Horovitz, is one of the famous achronim, and his father apparently is the source of this this minhag. But the question is, how important is it? We should bear in mind that, number one, the term tumimot is used in the Gemara Masechet Menachot to teach us that you have to count at night rather than in the day, so that each day of the Sfirat HaOmer should be a complete day, and we say you should count as early as possible in the night. We've had a share on this in the past, so that it will be a complete day that's been counted. Also, the Bahag, one of the Rishonim, he very famously says that the notion of Tumimot is to teach us that you have to count all the days, and if you miss out one of the days, then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah properly. But the notion that you can't start Shavuot until the 7 weeks are completed, that doesn't appear in Shas, doesn't appear in the Rishonim, and the word Tumimot is used for other drashot. So that would, first of all, suggest that it's not something which the Shas or the Rishonim regard as necessary. And there are Achronim who dismiss this minhag. Reb Yaakov Emden, he says that it's not necessary to follow this. This is just the chumrah of the Achronim. However, we shouldn't be quick to dismiss it, because many Achronim, as I say, cite it. But nevertheless, there is discussion amongst the Achronim exactly how to apply it. The Taz, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Brura, they say the correct practice is not to daven Maariv until after nightfall, which is at about 9:45 to 9:50 this year. However, the Magin Avraham and the Aruch HaShulchan, they say that the Inyan is not to make Kiddush until after nightfall. But you can daven earlier. So you want to daven at a time when people get home in time to make Kiddush and have their meal at 9:50. So that means you could daven at 9:15. It's a reasonably short Maariv. By the time people get home and get ready to make Kiddush, that will be 9:50. That obviously saves you quite a lot of time. It makes the meal a lot earlier. If you don't daven Maariv till 9:50, it will be close to 10:30 before you make Kiddush, whereas here you can make Kiddush at 9:50 itself. Rav David Tzvi Hoffman in Shelot and Tshuvot Melamed Lahoel, Chelek Orach Chaim Siman Kufchet, he points out that this is indeed only a chumrah to daven late. And so he says that we can be very makel about what the definition is of night time, and we can say already as soon as it's been hashmashot, twilight, then we can regard it as night. Generally speaking, for Doraitas, so you've got to be strict and wait till it gets dark. But for something which is just a chumrah, we can be lenient and say that Bein HaShmashot is already called night time. So sunset is just gone 9:00. So according, you know, if we say that you can't daven Maariv till Tumimot, so okay, you could daven Maariv at 9:00. And if we say that it's a matter of Kiddush, then you could daven Maariv even earlier and make Kiddush after sunset. Another consideration is that if davening is particularly late, so then many people will eat their Yom Tov meal before shul, and that's going to be problematic. If they, the halakha is that one's not allowed to be kaveh asuta in the afternoon, second part of the afternoon on Erev Yom Tov, because it'll take your appetite away for the Yom Tov meal. So if people do that and then go to shul and then come back and just have Kiddush and Hamotzi and a bit of cheesecake, so then that's an Issur in being Kaveh Asuda before Yom Tov. Oh, what they could do is they could make Kiddush before Yom Tov and bring in Yom Tov from Plag HaMincha and then daven Maariv later. But first of all, there's not a lot of mileage in davening Maariv later. You may as well daven Maariv earlier. And second of all, if you do that, then you need to be careful not to daven mincha. You can't daven mincha after you've made kiddush, so you need to daven mincha earlier. So really, it all depends on the nature of the community, what time it is that it's very late. If one's in Scotland, where everything's an hour later than it is in London, then there would be very good grounds to not observe the chumrah of the achronim and to daven early on Shavuot night, just like one does on an Erev Shabbat. On the other hand, if it's possible for the community to daven late, then it is a minhag which is brought by many of the Achronim and is very widely observed, and it's good to retain such a minhag. Prior to COVID in our shul, what we used to do was we used to have two minyanim. We had we'd daven mincha at 7:15, like we do on every Erev Shabbat, and then we'd have an early Maariv for those with young children or people who wanted whatever reason to eat early, go home and eat early. And then we would also have a late Maariv at nightfall. And with Baruch Hashem, we had sufficient numbers who would allow us to have the two minyanim. Now our demographics are a little bit changed, so we only have the one minyan on Shavuot night. Ad Kan.